Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for August 15th to the 21st. So we have kind of just come through some really big significant astrological events. So we had the Lionsgate portal, we had the full moon, we should be kind of like in the little bit of a break from kind of all of that stuff. But now we have some very, very active geostorm activity. So some very, very strong solar wind coming off of the sun right now. And if you guys follow the Schumann, you'll see that the Schumann kind of goes hand in hand with the KP index. So if you're looking at those two numbers, you can kind of get a understanding of what's happening with the weather in the astral realms or in our energy field. And it's kind of, I want you guys kind of look at this in a different way. Instead of, you know, it's important to plan the weather, right? When you see you're going somewhere, or you're going to do something, or you turn the weather channel on, you look at the weather to see whether it's going to be sunny or it's going to be raining. And it's kind of interesting because you can use the Schumann resonance, you can use the KP index, you can use those as kind of a much larger weather prediction of how you're going to be feeling, because it's very, very interesting how these sources of information, our sun, what our sun is doing, what the wind coming from the sun is doing, all of the geostorm, the solar flares, all of that stuff has a massive, massive impact on our energy and how we're able to function. And it's interesting because even if you're somebody who considers yourself not to be empathic or sensitive, you will notice that when we're having a really, really strong solar wind coming from the sun, that you will be feeling it in your physical body. It could be showing up as a headache. It could be showing up as pain. A lot of times people feel the nausea from it. And this is just because they are highly charged energetic particles coming from the sun, which means that they're coming with radiation. And so we know how radiation affects us here. We know, there's certain, you go to the dentist, they definitely put protection over you to protect you from the radiation. What happens when you put something in the microwave and you cook it in the microwave? It can explode if it cooks for too long. So we can see with our physical eyes that radiation has an effect. They use radiation to kill cancer cells, right? Very dangerously. Anyways, that's another topic for another story. But you can see that they've harnessed into the power of using radiation for different things. And it's interesting because when I was kind of going through all of what they want us to talk about this week and what's important, I have to be honest with you, there is a little bit of a dark side to it. And I feel like, and you guys may hear some of this, I have not gone down the rabbit hole on it. I've not investigated into it. So this is just coming from the bits and pieces that they give me. And then the parts of my intuition that are like, oh, well, that's kind of weird. That doesn't make any sense. And that has to be around the whole weather manipulation stuff. And so I'm sure that you've heard it. If you haven't before, the idea is that the powers that be, the powers that control, have found ways to manipulate the weather or are trying to manipulate the weather. And I guess, there's different purposes for it. If they were trying to wipe out a crop, or if they were trying to destroy an area, or if they're trying to build a crop, if they're trying. So I get that there's, they're saying to me, with great power comes great control. So obviously, if you were on a team that was like, oh, well, let's let's manipulate the weather so that we can do this and that and everything. So I have to be honest with you, when I have been getting little glimpses about stuff that's happening with our son. I feel like shady stuff is going on. So I'm not gonna pretend that I am getting any direct information that yes, this is exactly what's going on. But I can tell you this: there is a most definite energy war happening on this planet right now. And even though we thought at the beginning of the pandemic that that was peaking, that that was going to be, I feel like it's intensified even more, because what's happened is, this is what happens in a war, right? People become resilient to things. They start to look for other ways of doing things. And I feel like that's kind of what's happening right now at this particular time. And I'll tell you this, it's very interesting, because my entire life, I've never been somebody that was particularly political or, you know, even followed the news much. I was not. And I feel like for a reason, you know, my team obviously had specific purpose in mind for me. So they kept me away from that stuff. But when the pandemic stuff came in, of course, it was in your face. It was always, you know, right there in your face. And so I couldn't help but have that stuff around me and know what was going on. And on purpose, right? That was part of the plan, because that constant pumping the news out at us has a direct effect on our sympathetic nervous systems, right? Puts us into that state of fight or flight all of the time. And so there were a few times over the last couple of years where I just hit a maximum peak on it, where I was like, no, okay, I'm not feeling good by watching the news or listening to this person or that person, so I need to stop. And now what's happening is, if I just tune into it for a second, like just tune into, just as an example, the energy around Justin Trudeau, if I just somebody says something to me about it, you know, one of the things that I'm able to do is I'm able to read energy. So if I go in and I tune in for a second, just for a second to tune in the energy of that person, I feel sick. Like literally, oh my, no, like it's like something heavy, dark, something you don't want to look at, something that you don't want to see again. That's the kind of energy that I'm getting around that and the whole particular political scene and the stuff that's going on. So if you are feeling that kind of stuff, do yourself a favor, because, you know, there are some of us that need to be right in on that stuff and can, you know, and be the ones that are sharing and posting and talking about it. And then there are the others of us who our energy needs to be used in different places. And that particular energy is just too much for us. So we need to recognize that and kind of, you know, like it's a self-protection. We need to pull ourselves away from that, because it will defeat the purpose of why we're here, which is to hold the light, to shine the light, to, you know, to overcome the dark part of that. So pay attention to how you're feeling around the news or politicians or, you know, like anything that's coming up in that. You may find that it's best, you know, to pull back your energy and not have it go in there. Okay. Back to the whole thing around the weather manipulation, all of that. So I want you guys just to get, and this is important because they gave it to me in this way. So just for a moment, the sun, just think about the sun. This is, and I, you know, I've always said that I was a sun baby. I have always been a sun worshiper. I would never ever go someplace and look for the shade. It was always the sun. I could sit in the sun, I could bake in the sun, and I've done it since I was little. And recently, there's something that has changed with the sun, because I find myself needing to go into the shade. I find myself closing the sunroof. I find myself, and this is very weird for somebody who literally chases the sun. This is really, really weird. But there has been something that has been feeling different about the sun. And I feel like that has something to do with the whole weather control theory, with the whole, all the stuff that's going on. And I wanted just it, you know, if you kind of follow that a little bit, it would make sense, because if you were, trying to go, you know, get control, if you're trying to be able to be, you know, the winner of the game, while the sun happens to be like the, you know, an ultimate prize because of the power that it contains. And we know this, you know, if we look back on the Mayans and the Aztecs, the sun was a huge part in everything that they did. Like, it had great significance in everything. And they believe that the gods guided the sun and the moon. So they believe that all of the gods were putting all of their energy into these objects and they could make them do things. So they could make them have a solar flare where their sun is shooting off, plasma at a directed planet or at a directed species or at a, right? That's big power. And think about this when governments talk about getting weapons and having weapons of mass destruction. While the sun happens to be the biggest, weapon, if you were to use it for something like that, just as the significance of this, listen, the sun is 1.4 million kilometers wide. And that's a big, big number, right? You can imagine. But here is the Earth, so more than 1 million Earths, so this planet we live on, could fit inside the sun. More than a million of the balls we live on could fit inside the sun. So that just goes to show you just think about that for a minute. Just think about it's weird because, of course, this is perception, right? How our perception can, this is how your perception can get all messed up. But you're sitting on in your world, you're sitting out in your yard, you're sitting outside and you're looking at this massive blue sky that is like endless. And then you look up at this little tiny sun that's up in the sky and you feel like the world that you live in is much, much larger than the sun. You feel like the sun is that little tiny thing, just like the little tiny moon, right? But it's actually the opposite. It's actually, we are the little tiny thing. And that is the big, massive, massive energy source. And so, of course, size, being so massive in that, has great power. There's great power in that. And so I'm really feeling like we have, when I tune into the energy of the sun, and do this yourself, work on your intuition by, you can tune into anything, into an object, you can tune into something that has movement, you can tune into definitely people, places, things, but do yourself a favor, tune into it and see what you feel from it, see if you're noticing a difference. I notice a huge, when we have active geostorms and solar flares happening, I feel an angry energy coming from the sun. I don't feel a, here, let me open up my arms and give you a big hug. I feel like, I'm mad and we're going to get to work on this. And I wonder if part of what's happening, and of course, the dark side is never going to say to us, oh yeah, we've been trying to manipulate the sun and now it's getting mad and it's shooting plasma at us. They're not going to tell us that, obviously. But I wonder if that's kind of what happens, because I feel like even though they may be trying to manipulate things and they may be trying, I feel like something that has the energy and the amount of power that the sun has, I feel like it's not going to be controllable. I feel like that is a battle that they're going to lose. And I feel like sometimes when they're trying to manipulate the energy like that, that our sun, just like we talk about Mother Gaia, our planet, the heartbeat of our planet, I feel like they have a reaction to that. They have a conscious reaction to it. And we see it, people, the scientists are not, they don't explain it. They're not coming up and saying, oh, yeah, the Schumann resonance is spiking because blah, 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 blah. They're not. They don't have the answers for that. Or they don't even, the scientists that follow the sun stuff, they don't say, oh, well, the sun is having severe solar wind right now and shooting off plasma because blah, 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 blah. They don't do the because of why, but we know what happens is there's a collective of energy around, right, that creates. So just as an example, if you follow the Schumann, you will notice that when there are big things happening on the planet, so big, and again, it can be, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg, but when there are big, even political things that are happening on the planet, we see a lot of Schumann spikes. When that stuff was going on with the truckers in Ottawa, when we were, like, during all of those times, we see the Schumann spiking. Now, is the earth, is the core of the earth responding to our frequency, or are we responding to her frequency? You know, is it accumulation of all frequencies blending together and creating a consciousness of its own, right? This is a big, you know, and so with the sun, I feel like it's the same thing. So I feel like there's, you know, very much a consciousness to the sun, very much to a purpose to the sun. And when there's all of this, you know, galactic debris around it that then creates the knowing, the sun's knowing of needing to blow it away, of needing to clear it, it creates the solar winds. And so we just, right now we have a seven in the, in, or maybe even an eight, if I looked at it earlier, you'd have to check it. But we have, so over the next couple of days, I think Thursday is an eight, is like indexed at an eight. That is a very strong storm, like a big, we're going to feel it a big time in our physical bodies. Absolutely. And this is because, again, the sun emits solar wind. So it's like, it's would be the same thing. Think about it. When you take a really big deep breath and you exhale and you release, you know, when you do the, that's the sun. That's the sun releasing that tension, releasing all of that negative debris, all of that stuff. And it has a direct effect on our energy and our planet because it emits radiation. And so, yes, the earth has a protective shield, just like you have a protective shield. You've got your auric field. The earth has its auric field, which absorbs most of the radiation, but not all of it. And I feel like something has changed in either our auric fields or the earth's auric field so that that particular amount of radiation that's coming from the sun is different. It's different. It feels different to me. Absolutely. And you know, what's an interesting thing is that the whole radiation thing. So even pilots, like, so, you know, aircrafts, when they're flying, sometimes they reroute, they will reroute to shield themselves from the radiation. So if there's a solar storm that they're going to be going through or that's around, they will reroute it because they know that that radiation can totally affect their radios and their, you know, all of the equipment that they use to navigate. And it's very interesting how, if you look at, there's, you know, the health side effects that pilots have, that flight attendants have. They often have a lot of things that happen in their body that are caused by radiation exposure, which is kind of interesting. I'm sure they don't like use that on their brochures when they're hiring. Yes, come and get radiation exposure while you're flying on the plane. But of course, you know, obviously it happens. So it's going to be a really interesting time right now, and pay attention to kind of what's happening in your experiences, because again, that energy coming through will have a direct effect on how you're feeling. So if you're sensitive or an empath, you're definitely going to be feeling everything heightened, right? It's that kind of like intense energy that comes through. And if you don't consider yourself to be a sensitive or an empath, you may be noticing some physical changes in your physical body. So the pain, the discomfort, that kind of stuff. I find when the solar flares are high for, you know, people that I know that are, you know, not necessarily looking at the energetic connection of things, I find that they get irritated easily. Their tempers are really short. They're just everything just kind of, you know, they may not know the reason of it, but obviously I think that it has something to do with what's going on. So they're showing me right now, they're saying to us that water is really, really important in this. Again, go back and think about the microwave thing. What happens if you put something in the microwave that has very little water or no water in it? It burns and catches on fire. So make sure that you're putting lots of water into your human vehicle. drinking. We don't drink enough water. We don't drink enough water. I don't know anybody that really does, but we need to have lots and lots of fluid in our systems, especially over the next couple of days. If you can be in water, is, you know, of course, is amazing as well, or being near water will actually ground all of the positive ions. It'll take that out so that you're not feeling so frazzled. The Himalayan salt lamps they're showing me right now. So those are also really helpful to have if you can have them in all of your rooms. That would be really helpful. Of course, we have many crystals that can help us remove the positive ions out of the energy in a space so that the space can feel lighter. So feel around incense, of course. You know, you can use incense. And you know what's a really good way to cleanse the energy in a room is simply using a bowl of water. So just, you know, even in your home office, in your living room, if you get a really pretty bowl, you could do it. But if you just have a regular bowl, you can put it over into the side and just let it sit there. And then just make sure that you clean that water out every day. You don't need to add anything to it. Doesn't have to have lemons in it. Doesn't have to have incense in it or essential oils, nothing. It just has to have water in it. And you will notice that it actually will change the energy in the space. So they're showing me that. So that's something I think that will be really, really helpful for everybody over this next little while. And then, of course, having the awareness that that there is solar wind and geostorms and all of that happening can give you a little bit more validation of why you're feeling what you're feeling, and instead going into fear mode over it, right? Because fear and stress are, you know, two of the strongest frequencies that can put us into a tailspin of not feeling well. And if that happens for too long, then the actual physical body doesn't feel well. So we want to make sure that we do things to support our sympathetic nervous system. Now, really, really important. They're saying passion flower to me. That's one of my favorite go-tos. And it's puts that nice little calmness on your system, which is really, really helpful. Okay, so I will keep you guys updated as to how this changes. If we're going to get a really, really big storm, if that's going to come through, we'll see what's happening globally because of this. We'll see why this is kind of happening, why the sun is angry, what's happening with the sun. So pay attention to everything, and we'll pull it together bit by bit and make some sense of it all. Sending you guys all huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.